You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Second hour of 4.5. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to 106.7 The Fan. Thank you so much for making the show part of your day. Thanks to our buddy Duck for the update. The Tom and Jim production today rolls on here on your flagship home for the Nats and the Caps. I want to talk about the football team, though, for a second, Danny, because while they weren't playing this past weekend, that does not mean that there were no headlines. Last night, on 60 Minutes, you know, that 60 Minutes, like interview the presidential candidate, break down what happened at the Capitol last week, get to the bottom of really serious major things in the country. 60 Minutes, one of the Washington football team players was being interviewed by Norah O'Donnell. What a time.
Pretty amazing.
Alex Smith, and I get it. He is a nationally significant non-football story at this point. But he was being interviewed, sit-down style, next to his wife Elizabeth on 60 Minutes. And they talked about his return and, you know, at what point along the path that he decided he was going to play again. Went through a lot of the details for the audience around the country that hasn't been following this that many of our listeners know. But there was a lot to take out of that interview last night. And here he was discussing some of his nerves and some of the jitters he went through on his way back. The questioner you hear in this interview, the interviewer, is Norah O'Donnell.
After everything that you've gone through, why would you risk it?
I'm not crazy. I wasn't going to do this if I didn't, you know, obviously hear from the experts. And so to hear finally from the experts that, okay, you can, for me, a bit of a gut check, you know, do I really want to do this? Do I put myself out there or walk across those white lines potentially again in live action?
Exhilarating or nerve-wracking?
Both.
Can you imagine what he must
No.
have felt like?
No.
Grabbing his helmet after the Kyle Allen injury. A week ago, you're the third quarterback. I'm not going to play this year. I'll never have to play. Next thing you know, you're the backup and
go.
Kyle Allen's hurt. You're grabbing your helmet going, oh, bleep, it just got real. But this was the cut. This is the clip that came out of this interview yesterday that everybody's been talking about, because it's the one element of that interview that kind of forecasted ahead. It's the one time that we got any glimpse into what he's feeling about continuing to play. This was Alex Smith on 60 Minutes via CBS yesterday.
This year is only emboldened for me that I can, you know, play at this level.
And he goes on to talk a little bit more about, you know, he understands the apprehension people have, and he's getting texts from buddies every time he plays, like there is mom worried about him. But you heard it right there. That was a short clip, so play it again for us, Mullins, if you will. Listen to what he says, though. He's got more conviction now. This season, a season that he couldn't finish healthy, a season where he watched Taylor Heinicke play at the end of the year, it has emboldened him that he can do this.
This year is only emboldened for me that I can, you know, play at this level.
Danny, that does not sound like a guy that is going to retire.
Nope, it does not. No, it does not. And again, we try to apply our regular human. I commute to work. I've got a mortgage. You know, my kids keep me up at night. I'm very tired all the time. I'm fat and sore. Our regular human being logic to professional athletes. And I'm trying to remind myself all the time, they're not wired like regular human beings are wired. A regular human being would look at that adversity and go, you know, that's probably a little bit too much for me to overcome. And it's not unreasonable, by the way. A regular human being would go, you know what, this is too tall of a mountain. I'll settle for being able to walk without a limp again, and that'll be that, and I'll ride off into the sunset.
Let's play this game. If you got hurt that day against the Texans, I mean, I would weigh 400 pounds, okay? And I don't know. Would I still be in a wheelchair or not? Not positive. Can't really answer that. I'd like to think I'd be hobbling around on some crutches. But, you know, he's taught all his kids all these lessons. I would be teaching my kids the lesson of it's okay that daddy can't walk. He's still happy. That's the lesson I'd be teaching them. He's still happy. What he's doing, normal people can't
precisely
put themselves in that mindset.
My email signature would have the words "woe is me" at the end of it every time I fired something off. Like I'd be wallowing the rest of my life. And he's, again, he is not me, and he is better than me. He is a better person than I am, and a lot of folks, I think that would be true. So when I hear this, I'm just shaking my head, going, "Oh my God, don't do it, don't do it, stop!" But again, he's not wired the way that I'm wired. So that was my first thing, is there was that little pulse. Remember, it was, he might be their starting quarterback next year. Then he strains his calf, and it bothers him for 7 weeks, and he can't get right. And now it's, well, he might retire. Again, do not count this person out. Do not tell this person that he cannot do something, because it will be done right in your face. Now, I still don't think, healthy or otherwise, he can play quarterback at a good enough level to warrant the money he's going to earn next year from this franchise if he doesn't retire. That's a separate conversation. But to me, the big takeaway is he's not retiring. He's not going anywhere. His irrational confidence that allowed him to work his way back from a staggering injury is the same irrational confidence that he doesn't shut off even in the face of, yeah, I know I strained my calf and it bothered me for, you know, 2 months basically, and I couldn't get right and can't throw the football down the field and can't move out of the way of 270-pound guys that run 4.4s, but I'll be fine. I can still do it. I'm emboldened by this, not the other way around.
It just doesn't sound like a guy that's going to retire. I mean,
it does not.
That quote over and over again last night, I just kept, after listening to it, you know, I looked at it. I wrote it down and looked at it. I'm like, let's see what we got here. This year has only emboldened me that I can play at this level. What is he saying? Well, he's saying, I now know. I still got it. Stella's got her groove back. You know, he's telling you, I can do this. Watch the film. Detroit, the New York Giants, the second half against the Steelers. I got this. This is not something that I can't figure out moving forward. I don't know what I was hoping for. I know what I want to happen is that he retires, both for the team, financially, for their quarterback situation moving forward, for whatever young guy they might be able to bring in here and get more reps. But he didn't say he's not going to. But that was a pretty obvious comment to me. And the follow-up in that answer on the actual interview on 60 Minutes last night, his wife jumps in and kind of says, and look, we get the apprehension. We understand why people would think that that's crazy, and I'm paraphrasing. But the quote from her was, this is bigger than football. This is not about football for him. You know, this is not about football for us. It's about the lesson that basically what she was saying was, you don't let someone else dictate your terms. Like, you get back up when you fall down. You always get back up. And I think it's cool that he's teaching his kids that. But you got up now, Dad.
You're up.
You did it. You got
You're fully up.
You ran around. You had fun. Now let's all go to Dairy Queen and eat some ice cream and talk about, you know, hanging out at the house a bunch next fall. But look, he should do whatever he wants to do, obviously.
Of
Who
course.
Am I? If I'm Washington, he won't be doing it on my team because I'm releasing him. What you did was incredible. And I hope they make a movie about you, and I hope they make me look like the villain at the end when you get cut, and I'm sorry about that. But I'm very happy that you were a part of my organization, that your inspiration has been a part of my life. I learned something from watching you get over those hurdles. Now it's time for me to put my big boy pants on and my GM hat on and make a big boy decision, and I'm saying thank you for the memories. Mm-hmm. I've got to go win football games, and the best chance for me to be great is without a nearly 40-year-old quarterback who is a hit to the leg away from being hurt for 5 weeks because of a bone bruise on his calf.
Nothing about what you just said changes the story. I think people link these things, right, somehow in their mind. Like, do you like? I know we're not allowed to say this person's name, but remember with the entirety of the Kirk Cousins saga, people just couldn't get over the dollar amount. They couldn't get over it. And no amount of evaluation, no amount of whatever would allow certain segment of the population to get over the amount of dollars, right? So any criticism of Alex Smith's play, which, by the way, you're a quarterback in the NFL. You make so much money. criticism is natural to follow when you have a terrible sack percentage. You can't get rid of the football. You can't push it downfield. Your offense doesn't score points. Whatever, right? Criticism is natural to follow. It's like they view it as we're insulting the person. I really do think that. I get the occasional Facebook message from someone that hates
that,
my guts.
By the way.
Right. I'm telling you, this. I want my sons to grow up to be like this person. This is a shining beacon. This is an example of what humanity is capable of. Hooray for Alex Smith. Now, we're talking about the most cruel and harsh and unforgiving business that we have, and that is the business of professional sports. It's awful. It is so mean. There's no room, nearly zero room for sentiment. The sentiment is amazing. Thank you so much. Let me help you pack your stuff. We owe you a debt. You've taught us a lot. Here's a bag, a trash bag to put all your cleats in. And please go away. Like, I hate that it comes down to that. Nothing changes the story. But for me, as a professional football organization, that money is best served elsewhere.
So this might not be a great comp, but I kind of like that this works for me as an analogy. You remember when I was a kid, I got to do a bunch of stuff, was real lucky as a broadcaster, right?
Yes, of
course.
I
got these cool media experiences. Well, there was a time when I started to get these opportunities as a teenager, and I would be on air talking or what have you, and a lot of people would say, oh, that's cute, that's funny, whatever. But there were people that were jerks, you know, that were basically critiquing or angry or for whatever reason. And I remember having a conversation with someone at one point where this one particular person in the DC media was being a real tool. And I was, you know, I was so bothered by it because my point was, like, I'm just a young guy. Like, what does he have against me? And I remember what they told me was, when you go on the air, like, it's not a matter of you being young anymore. Like, you have to play by the same rules as everyone else. Either you want to do that or you don't. And I thought that was a healthy way to look at it. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, now that I'm on the air giving opinions and being a part of a broadcast, you got to deal with the heat or walk out of the kitchen just like everyone else. If you're able to go on the air at this age, just like anybody else who's like in this groundbreaking situation, like you want to be involved in this process, no problem. But we get to then critique. You know, because Ron Rivera won the division in his first year and all of the things he overcame, like this amazing turnaround culturally that everyone credits them with, it doesn't mean we can't argue about a fourth and six call. You know, it doesn't mean that you're above criticism. Same with Alex Smith. Alex Smith, when he got back on the field, you don't just now get a blank check for every bad pass and every bad decision and every bad interception. You're just playing again. You're just one of the guys out on the field at 1 o'clock every single Sunday. And we can walk and chew gum. I'm perfectly capable of saying that what he's done is incredible. It doesn't change that when you flip that film on and you start taking notes, it's just football. That's what I love about sports. That's what I love about football. It doesn't matter if you're Alex Smith or you're Lamar Jackson or you're Josh Allen. Just watching a game, writing down what I'm seeing. It's the ultimate meritocracy if done correctly. So we shouldn't put these guys in their own categories where, hey, let's be careful. You know, Alex Smith went through a lot, so don't be mean. It's not mean. This is big league stuff. These are adults. And the same with Ron Rivera. Like, you know, it's not like he's got 16 Lombardis he's coming in here with where we just can't ever think anything negative or question anything he does. Doesn't mean you don't like the guy. It's just about being fair. 800-636-1067 is the number you want to hop in. Were you surprised at all to see Alex Smith say that on 60 Minutes? We can get into some of the responses on the phones and on Twitter. Also next, Deshaun Watson. The idea that he could get traded is heating up a little bit in Houston. Is that actually a thing? Players of his caliber at his position under contract just don't get moved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's what the football history tells us. What if that changes this offseason? We're Grant and Danny. An interview with Alex Smith aired on 60 Minutes last night, a tell-all sit-down. Alex Smith quoted as saying, "This year has only emboldened me that I can play at this level." We are taking that to mean it does not sound like he plans on retiring. At least one person here is disagreeing a little bit with their takeaway, saying that they think, you know, the media is going to speculate that he's coming back, but this doesn't necessarily mean that at all. They said flip side opinion. Doesn't really say he wants to be back. It means he proved he can play at the highest level after what he went through. I just think that the diction here, the word choice of this year has only emboldened me that I can. He didn't say could. I proved. There was no past tense there. I can play at this level. I think the tense is important here. I think the fact right. that he's saying it's something he's able to do
present
now
tense.
Moving forward, presently, rather than something he proved he was capable of over the last several months. It's kind of a different way to look at this. By the way, he's made in his career. Any idea? Just take a guess at how much you think he's made in his career.
Oh, gosh. $160 million?
Not a bad guess. 16 seasons. $189,725,000. Okay? If he comes back this year, he'll make $19 million. And then if somehow he was still playing in 2022, he'd make another $21 million. So he could get up to $230 million in overall money earned based on what he's currently under contract for.
Wow.
If he plays another two seasons.
$230 million thrown to running backs. It's pretty amazing.
Not terrible, man. Not a bad way to do it. So at 36 years old, having made $189 million, I feel very confident in saying that he's not coming back for the money. Okay? I don't think that that's a factor here in the sense that that's what's going to determine whether or not he returns. But I'll just speak for myself. I won't even put words in Alex Smith's mouth. If I could do something that I think I was capable of doing, maybe not as well as I once did, but I thought I could do that, or maybe I won't even have to. Maybe I'll just get to stand and watch someone else do it, and they're going to pay me $20 million to do it, I wouldn't want to retire either. So to me, it's down the list for him. But why would you leave $20+ million on the table? I mean, how much of a factor would you say that is?
It's a major one, and I don't begrudge anybody for it, by the way. Nobody had any firearms to anybody's head when that deal was signed. You sign me to a deal that's going to pay me that much money, I'll see that deal through, right? You want me to go away, you better, I'm entitled by full compensation. Now, I would say the guaranteed money portion is over, correct? So, in other words, if he was cut, it's not as if he would see any extra. Maybe I got that wrong, but that's how I've read the structure of these things. But still, yeah, if someone's gonna give me $23 million, right, with an 18.75 prorated base salary and $4.3 million in a prorated bonus, I'll show up. I'll do whatever I'm asked to do because I'm happy to be here. I'll come to the workouts in the off season. I'll lift weights on campus with you. Let's do it. I mean, that's money, dude. That's that's an extra wing of the Alex Smith Library. That's an extra the trust fund for your great-great-grandkids. Whatever you want to do, earn your money because you earned it.
Dan Snyder loves the guy. That's important to remember here with players. Know who Dan likes. I don't know that he dislikes anybody, but who's in his circle. If you know that, you can answer a lot of questions to this riddle around here. I'll give you an example. I was talking to somebody around the team recently, and I said, hey, this defensive line situation. I said, help me out here. I'm trying to figure out, they can't pay everyone. And this was midway through the season. And I said, John Allen's having a really good year. I would think he gets extended, but maybe, you go with Payne, who's more of a run stuffer, and you go with the other guys. And they said, uh-uh, John Allen's not going anywhere. I said, really? They said, oh, yeah, John Allen and Dan Snyder are very close. I said, oh, okay. Now, that doesn't mean that they're like boys or John Allen's texting him. What it means is Snyder really, really, really likes John Allen. And understandably, excellent football player, leader of men, says and does the right things, involved in the community, like everything you would want. So I'm glad that John Allen's one of the guys that he's picked to kind of decide that he likes.
I like John Allen.
But the point is, he's not going anywhere. So know that as you're thinking about what's going to happen with the defensive line. Does Dan Snyder have the same relationship with Deron Payne or Matt Ioannidis or one of these other guys? I'm not sure about that. I know that supposedly he's got that relationship with Jonathan Allen. So I say that to say that when Alex Smith was hurt, he went everywhere with Dan and Bruce. They were like the three amigos. They were in the booth watching games. Remember the speculation last year from people that he could be the GM? Which I always thought was foolish.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was something people were talking about. Like, he could be in the front office, or he'll retire and they'll just, make him the new executive. It was because he was palling around with those guys. He was around them a lot. So that's also something you've got to remember about this Alex Smith situation, is that while I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend to know, what the relationship between he and Ron Rivera is like, everyone seems to think Rivera loves Alex Smith. I'm not as sold on that. I'm not as convinced. He didn't go to Alex Smith by choice. He went to him because he was the third guy in line after he benched Haskins and his other guy got hurt. And he went away from him to go to Heinicke a couple of times over at the end of the year. But I know what Dan Snyder thinks. And we know that he really, really likes Alex. Let's go to a KC in D.C. Coincidentally, the last two teams Alex Smith played for. What's up, KC? How are you? This is a weird bit, I got to be honest.
What is this?
It's a song? Is KC playing a song?
Is this his hold music at his cubicle? Like, if somebody calls KC at work and they get put on hold, is this what they hear?
It's quite possible.
That's my only guess.
Is he going to play us out? What does play us out?
Sounds nice.
Mullins, I'd like you to come to the microphone, please, at your earliest convenience.
I'm here, guys.
Really pleasant.
What is this?
I think he put us on hold. I think that's what's happened.
But is he on a landline at work?
I have absolutely no idea.
Who has a hold song?
No cell phone has hold music.
I have no idea. I don't really, despite answering the phone sometimes, I don't really know how holding works.
Okay. I don't want you to hang up on him. I want you to put him on hold back.
Okay.
So I want to see his putting us on hold.
I'm doing it now.
Okay.
Put him right back on hold.
And he's on hold.
Let's check in with him again in a little bit and see if he's still there and or that music is still there.
I caught a little flute at the end there. Did you catch a little flute?
I didn't. Can you
at the very
actually
end of that?
Let's hear it again, Mullins. I want to see if I can hear a flute. I don't know. This is my thought, Danny. You tell me if I'm way off base. I'm getting a vibe of like some type of music right before a children's educational TV show from like 1993 starts.
brought to you by the letter R.
Yeah.
R stands for Reagan. Yeah, exactly. All right, put him back on hold. We'll come back to him. Because that's honestly what he has. Like, he's making good points. And I think it's adding something to the conversation.
Let's go to Chris
in Hyattsville.
Yeah, go ahead. Chris, do you have a soundtrack?
No, unfortunately not. I was just really blown away by that last caller's insights that he was giving on Dino. And listen, I want to let you guys know that us P1s who listen to you know that when you're critiquing an athlete, you don't mean it personally, except for when Grant talks about Jared Goff, who he hates with a burning passion.
Can I ask you about this, by the way? He tweeted you this, Danny, like over the weekend, and I'm like – I don't even get this bit. Why do you say that?
Why do you say that, Chris?
Grant never misses an opportunity to just dig deep into Jared Goff's soul and just plant.
Really?
You know,
I've never noticed that.
Because he calls him out. I call him out.
Because Chris, I think I'm harder on Jared Goff than Grant.
I was going to say, if you told me. Like, you or Danny, who hates Jared Goff more? I would say Danny. Like, he was really
Danny
good three
might
seasons
hate him
ago.
More, but Grant, your frequency of negative Jared Goff
I
smack
love it.
Talk is just a lot. It's very high.
It's because he plays every weekend, right? We talk football
yeah,
every week.
Yeah, because his team makes the playoffs, but you still think that he's terrible. So, anyhow.
It's just, you know what makes me think that, Chris, is how terrible he plays.
Every inch they get on offense is because of Sean McVay's brain. I think Jared Goff is that terrible. So I'm way harsher on Goff. But I remember that exchange now, and I'm like, I wonder if Chris got his wires crossed. But no, I love that he thinks you're the mean one about Jared Goff. I like that.
So listen, I think there is this sentiment around, you know, this town especially, that somebody owes Alex Smith something. And I don't think any organization would have done as much for him as the Washington French football team did. I mean, they carried him knowing he wasn't going to play. I mean, some of that is because of, you know, due to injury contract rules and everything, but still, and gave him a shot to return. And they paid him, what, $60 million so far? I think, you know, a lot of people are talking about the dead cap hit of $10 million, but his real cap hit is like $24 million. If he actually stays on the team. So you can complain about the dead cap hit, but you actually gain $14 million in cap space if you cut him. And not to be forgotten, the cap is actually going to be reduced next year by about $10 or $12 million. So it might just be ultimately a pragmatic football decision that caused them to sever their ties with Alex Smith. But he should be commended for everything he did. But that doesn't mean those two ideas can't be correct.
And 100%, yeah. Thank you for the call, buddy. Appreciate you. You're hitting it out of the park. All of the things that you said, and they are, frankly, a succinct version of basically the conversation we've had on the show for 5 months, are why – it's just irrefutable that you cannot roster him at the rate that you're supposed to next season. His play this year made that an impossibility. You just can't. You cannot pay him what he is scheduled to make on your team next year based on how he played. And there's also the fact that, let's say he just played at that level till the end of the year, you could maybe stomach it, tolerate it, pretend like it was justifiable even though it isn't. He couldn't stay healthy. He had what most people on the outside said, week or two, he'll be fine. A ding that a quarterback suffers generally, the bone bruise, now we're calling it was a calf strain. And 5 weeks later, you're not able to play. That is a alarm going off saying, not sure that at the professional level this still makes sense, sir. So if he wants to keep playing, his prerogative, fine. Paying him and keeping him on my team is my prerogative. And I'm not doing it. Let's see if Hold Music Guy is still there. See what he thinks.
Now, this is the wind down of an 80s sitcom intro. Now we're back to, like, very slow. But at the very end, it was like, and starring, you know, Ted Knight as Carlisle. And he turns and smiles.
But do you am I way off base when I say... we're about to learn something. It's not quite Magic School Bus.
This one is.
Right, but it's something like a kid show. I would say it comes on after Sesame Street. And it's definitely like pre-96. So like this is
89 to 91. Yep.
The quarterback of the Washington football team might be John Freeze, but there's a chance that they like this guy, Heath Schuler, out of Tennessee. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're right. This one, when it's slower, when business picks up and they start really going for it and kicking it, that's a something wacky's going to happen. Here comes the way. Here comes the neighbor, you know, who's going to almost catch you. Like, that's what that one is. But this is the get ready to learn, kids. Sit down, buckle up, or you may find out what the weather is in a few minutes, you know?
Let's put him back on hold. But don't worry, we will come back to Casey in D.C. because... Again, when you go to the phones, what you're looking for is opinions and passion.
Take, yeah.
And he's given us both of those two things. And also you want information. All we ask for is that you don't have made-up facts. And I would say everything he said so far is accurate, to his credit. There's one more cut we want to play from Alex Smith on 60 Minutes. So this is Alex Smith, a little bit longer cut, on 60 Minutes from CBS.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I don't know about pride. I mean, I think there's something that I think everybody, the physicality of football was something that everybody that plays it is a little bit drawn to it. It's a unique feeling, getting tackled, you know, and it's something that I didn't know I'd ever be able to do again. And so, especially I've spent the last 2 years, like I said, I felt like, you know, tiptoeing around, walking on eggshells. I felt like I was so delicate. And now all of a sudden, not that long after, you know, getting tackled by some of the biggest, strongest guys, and to know that I could take it was, it, you know, for me, a big step in the recovery process, both physically and mentally.
All you've done is prove everybody wrong, and you're right. You've won. How much more winning is there? We're going to find out, I guess. But he's going to put Washington in a real tough spot, it sounds like, if he's not just ready to walk into the sunset. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Going on. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan on a Monday after some great playoff games. Final Four is set. Packers and Bucks in the NFC. Bills, Chiefs, AFC final to be played on Sunday. By the end of the weekend, a week from today, we will know our Super Bowl matchup, which is awesome. Feels like we've been on the air for about 10 minutes, but we are creeping up on the halfway point of the show. The Beltway Blitz at 4 o'clock, and remember the 5 at 5. So tune in at those two times for a couple of our staples and our better segments of the day. Danny, we have not yet gotten to Deshaun Watson. I keep teasing this in the Alex Smith combo with all the calls. Ran a little longer than anticipated, which is fine. But we're both on record as saying it just doesn't make a lot of sense that this is going to happen. It goes against league history. It goes against how this works. You don't trade franchise quarterbacks in their prime who are among the 5 or 10 best in the league when they're under contract and controllable by the team. It just doesn't happen. Now, I went on record early on, and I believe that I would if I was the Texans, if he's unhappy, because I think it's the best way to rebuild. But that's easy for me to say sitting in my chair eating pretzels when I don't have thousands of fans who are going to be irate and season ticket holders who are going to want out. They had 150-plus people today with signs picketing outside of the stadium saying they stand with number four, they stand with Deshaun Watson, to the point where Watson had to take to Twitter and ask people to not do that and to go
home
because of the COVID outbreak. And he said, I don't want on my conscience that anyone got sick trying to, you know, basically protest the team on my behalf, so please just don't do that. But this is growing hair, and now Adam Schefter yesterday was reporting that he believes there's a very real possibility that the Texans will trade him and that Deshaun Watson would want to go to Miami. The Dolphins have all the picks. They've got Tua if you want him as well. You could throw him into the deal like he's a bag of peanuts. And maybe they could make a swap here, and Deshaun Watson could be in the playoffs next year with the Dolphins.
It's pretty amazing. And they got a great football coach in Brian Flores and some young talent. They're going to continue to add to that. They've got the picks to make it work. That's a pretty good fit. You know, you consider them, you consider the Jets. Washington, I think, might be, you know, just in terms of readily available assets, might be third in line there. But who knows? You could get creative. I mean, to me, if I'm Houston, I'm sorry you're disgruntled. Let me make it better, by the way. I would embrace him and never let him go. You don't understand how precious this gift is. I have been in the wasteland. I know what it's like to go 35 years without having a true long-term answer at quarterback. You do. This is a superstar. He's on his way into his prime. Guys can play longer than they ever have. He's has all the tools. Pocket passer, check. Playmaker, check. Speed, strength, leadership, accuracy, arm strength. All of the things that you would put into a Madden-created quarterback, he has. And he's only going to continue to get better. You can never let this person go if I'm in charge. But they're not. I'm not in charge. And they've got this toxic culture that only a couple years ago, by the way, they were really good. Remember that. It wasn't that long ago that they were pretty damn good, and everything has come crashing down once they turned the keys over to Bill O'Brien, and the culture just got worse and worse and worse and worse, and it doesn't look like it's improving, and now they're in a stare down with a guy that should be the face of the franchise. That's the guy that should be on every season ticket, every advertisement, this incredible dude who fights through pain and adversity and just produces at such a high level with a golden smile. This is one of the faces of the league. And they've poisoned the water so badly that now this idea is on the table.
Yeah, they have the worst situation right now in the NFL, period. And it's not even that close. I mean, they haven't hired a coach yet, and I have to imagine this situation is a big reason for that. But while the Eagles have a mess on their hands with Wentz and with Hurts, you've got a quarterback who doesn't want to be there. You've got J.J. Watt, who was showing his frustration at the end of the year, and supposedly was in screaming matches with Bill O'Brien before he got fired. You've got a lead executive in your front office that players apparently don't trust. And an owner who is now at odds with the quarterback, who is your quarterback of the present and the future. And as we're talking about, you know, a perennial Pro Bowl type for the next several years, you can't really be in a worse situation than having fans outside your stadium having a march where they are mad at you and supporting the quarterback who's fighting with you. But if I'm the Texans, honestly, I do think there's a path to being competitive here if you can get a record amount of compensation. If you can trade him for three first-rounders and a couple second-rounders, something like that, it gets you back on track. You don't have picks. You don't have money. You've got one asset, and that's Deshaun Watson. And he's not winning a title single-handedly by himself in the next few years. He might keep you around 500 or so with everything around him melting down. So I don't think it's the worst thing in the world if they deal him. Now, from Washington's perspective, Miami's side of this thing, you know, the teams that need a quarterback, there isn't an amount that you shouldn't be willing to give up, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. You know who's got a super strong take on this, though, I was surprised by?
Who's that?
I don't know if you saw or heard this. Like, the hottest take I've heard on this yet. And you don't normally get this kind of thing from him. Casey in D.C. on line three. Casey in D.C. has a really hot take on this. I wouldn't have expected this from him. What about you?
On a very special Grant and Danny, somebody does drugs. Yeah, man, I did not see that coming from Casey in D.C.
So this on a very special Grant, like, after the actor has passed away and it's the last one, like, in the chamber that they're going to release, that's this for you?
This one feels a little bit after school special to me. Doesn't it?
I guess. I mean, a couple good ones on Twitter here of what it sounds like.
Like when you hear the saxophone.
Somebody said it's a knockoff Bob Ross paint show. I think that's really good.
That's a good one.
It's like a guy, and it's got to be 20-plus years old, but it's a guy with, like, a big beard. Like, now we're going to watch Daniel Kirk paint a beautiful picture. I'm also seeing Saturday Morning Veterinarian Show from many, many years ago.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Follow me here. We're helping out animals. We're picking up a bird from a neighbor that, you know, needs its wing fixed, or maybe we found a turtle that has a crack in its shell, something like that.
I hear that. I hear that. It does. It's got a little bit of the, I just checked into a hotel in a tier 3 city. What's in my area? And I turn on the television, and this is the, like, you could check out the lobby. We also have a Starbucks, you know, and, like, there's a picture of people smiling. And, like, if you have a problem, call the front desk. They'll help you. This is, like, the background music is different pictures play, you know, because welcome to Annapolis. Live your life, man. Have fun. I get a little of that vibe, too.
Where's KC and DC at that he put us on hold? Like, I can
know.
See that for a couple minutes. But are you just taking a call this long? Or have you left the office and now...
He left, man.
This is going to be happening all show? Like,
he's in a meeting, is my bet. I bet he's in a meeting, and he won't believe that this happened. If you know KC and DC, and you recognize this whole music, let him know that he's been on the show. He's gotten so much airtime today.
Imagine recognizing this whole music, by the way. Now, thank you, KC. We'll come back to you in just a bit. For
Talk
more
soon, KC.
Scorching takes. Let's go to Wendell in Springfield on G&D. What's up, Wendell? How are you?
Mr. Wendell.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up,
it's also the kind of hold music, when you hear it, you know it's going to be a long hold.
That's a great point.
Like,
that's
so right.
You've never heard that, and then he's back in 30 seconds.
And the voice comes on, your call's important to us. And I'm like, oh, my God, I thought it was a real person, but it's not. It's not. It's just letting you know that your call is important to them.
But, On the Alex Smith thing, I think if the team does the right thing and go ahead and move on from him, granted, the effort was great. The story was great. You know, great from that angle. But if we're talking business, honestly, I think we've kicked the tires on him. I don't necessarily see him having a drastic improvement, especially at his age and then with everything considered. They got to figure out quarterback. So I go ahead and move on and just go ahead and, you know, far ways.
The one benefit for the team, and I don't know that they should have cared about this. Thank you for your call. But I'm pretty confident that they did, whether they should have or not, care a little bit about how the fans thought. I would say a month ago, Danny, this was not the tone about Alex Smith at all.
Mm-hmm.
When they had won 4 of 5 games and it looked like they might get to 9-7, they ended up losing their last couple of games before that Eagles game. So they only got to 7-9. But when it looked like they might actually have a winning record and this is going to be an impressive run to the playoffs, the feel about Alex Smith was entirely different. And the phone lines were chock full of people who were saying, keep him. This is your starter. They're winning. Don't ask any questions. Look at his record.
They got so mad at me.
Well, and whether they got mad at you or not, I mean, is irrelevant. The point is, it's changed, right? The injury has changed everything. So now the team, I think, you tell me if you disagree, I think they will get way less negative press because of this injury when and if they cut this guy. Whereas mm-hmm. before, if he was still just healthy and he came back and he had the year he had and they had a winning record with him out there, people who watch the game and dig into the numbers and look at the context and say, you know, it is unsustainable to keep winning with your quarterback playing this badly, and they didn't win because of him. They often won in spite of him. We're in the minority. Everyone else is just clapping like seals and waving their pom-poms going, they're winning games. It must be Alex Smith. Now, with the injury and the fact he couldn't get back on the field, I think you can move on from him and not get crushed for it.
It's a great point. I think you're 100% right. Because remember, that's what the pulse was. And I'm, you know, this little tiny port in the storm here, my little light post shining a beacon of correctness, saying this is not sustainable. They're winning in spite of this performance isn't good enough. They don't have a long term answer quarterback. They're 5-1. Shut up. Everybody loved Alex Smith, and rightfully so. Again, because you couldn't separate the person from the story, and then from the team record. People couldn't do it. And now I think once this injury happened, one of my key points was, How can you trust this 17-time repaired surgical leg where the guy can't make his foot go up? If you hold his, if you hold your leg flat like it's dangling off a chair, and you go make your toe go higher, he can't do that. And you're telling me that's the long-term answer? That's more than 5 seconds at quarterback in this league? No, there's no way to believe that he'd be able to stay healthy. And then we saw it play out.
Beltway Blitz is next. 5 at 5 coming up in an hour. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.